Yeah, just a question, Tom.
Thirty minutes.
For that. And there's questions submitted, invited by Councillor Lilly to the leader. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I must apologise to Councillor Lilly first of all, because I think his name, L-L-Y, I think it's a flag, and I don't want to be disrespectful, I must be here.
Do you remember the famous Australian cricketer with L-L-Y?
So he asked effectively four questions, and I'll endeavour to answer them all collectively. I firstly would like to congratulate the local stakeholders in Ryde for coming together with the Ryde Council to develop a place plan for Ryde. We talk about these things, that was a bit deliberate, but this is a really, really good piece of work. It's the same as I've seen you, and I congratulate Julie and all of those who are involved in that, because this is the way we put the building blocks in to get support. The plan represents an excellent basis for building a new collaborative relationship and taking the regeneration of our key tenants. The investment in Ireland Line, which members may recall, has been agreed and will be supported. Collectively, totals £25 million on the pier. If the council fund comes good, we think it will, £15 million at the Esplanade and £28 million on the Ireland Line itself. And that's all going to help connectivity, which is so important for our Islanders and for the other people. The good news now is the funding right did change alongside the £1 million investment in the Heritage High Street programme, just demonstrating the value of this partnership working in a bright, progressive future for the town of the beach. I can confirm that under this island Conservative administration, there are no plans for housing development to be introduced on land under our control where Ryde has been made. Secondly, I can also confirm that under this Ireland Conservative administration, there are no plans for housing development at Nicholson Road beyond that which has already been approved and proposed. I can also confirm that the Ireland Conservative administration now have no specific plans for future housing development at Ackley Field. Whilst the initial draft Ireland plan identified Ackley Field as a potential housing site, this will be reviewed in the light of the consultation progress, and our current work with Drew and Ireland housing numbers and a stock take of current housing proposals in Ryde East. It's worth noting that the wider public use of the field as green space is currently compromised by a lease to the Archers, which has still got 7 years to go. And due to the number of arrowheads on the field, we need to consider that. We fully support the aims of the Ryde Place Plan to enable wider potential use of green space, and we will work with Ryde Regeneration Group to achieve this. I can also confirm that under the Ireland Conservative administration, there are no plans for housing to be built on St Thomas's car park in Ryde. I cannot, of course, although I may well be able to shortly, speak for any future administration, particularly if there is a non-conservative administration. So you ask if it's for life, why not do the life bit?
Thank you. Can I have that in writing as well?
Yes, you can.
As long as we do.
Thank you, Councillors. Thank you for your patience. Thank you very much. Close the meeting.
Please be upstanding for the Chairman of the Ireland Council.